Eli had always been a cautious fellow through most of his productive life. He bought a boat. He named it Dreamer. He envisioned all the places he might take it. The open sea, the far-off islands, the sunsets visible only from the water. But the sea, well, it was unpredictable. And he had heard one too many tales of storms and shipwrecks. Nope, he thought. I'll just keep her tied right here in the dock. He kept the Dreamer polished and primed. Better safe than sorry, he muttered, ignoring the itch that he felt deep inside to take her out. Friends would stop by, urging him to untie the ropes. Boats aren't meant to sit at the dock, Eli. He'd just nod as he kept polishing. With time, well, Dreamer's hull got brittle, and her wood started to warp. Barnacles clung thickly to the underside, and the sails, well, they became dull and stiff. One crisp morning, a couple stopped by. She's a beaut, the man said as he ran his hand along the peeling paint. Oh, you must have some incredible stories from out there on the water. Eli sighed. Yeah, I never took her out. I was afraid. Afraid of storms, of the unknown, of what might happen if something went wrong. The man replied with a smile. She's not made for safety, you know. She's made for the sea. And staying tied up here all these years, well, it's no wonder she's falling apart. We're not so different from that boat, you and me. We were born for adventure, for facing storms and finding our way through uncharted waters. Sure, safety might keep us protected for a while, but just like Dreamer, we become brittle, corroded, and unable to do what we were made to do. Boats were not designed to stay docked, and you, my friend, were not designed to play it safe. You know, this story is speaking to someone now. Is it you? Is it time for you to untie Dreamer? Maybe it's time to let go of the illusion that safety is the best choice. You were made for more than you are now. Much more. This is your buddy Rob. And this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.